بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلاما على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على أشرف الخلق وحبيب الحق المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. Let me begin my program with dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill the qabr of marhumin with nur and rahmah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant shifa to all those who are ill. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala be with them and grant them shifa and ajilan ghayra ajil. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the hajj of hujjaj. May Allah grant them hajj mabrur wa sa'yun mashkur wa dhambun maghfur. And I'd like to take that opportunity and I congratulate and say Hajj Mabrur to my students Daoud and Lovo from Soweto, and Maulana, those who are the African brothers who left for Hajj this year and came back. Welcome Brother Yahya, and all our friends here, those who went for Hajj from Soweto, and say Hajj Mabrur inshallah. May Allah keep you in contact with Baytullah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And I'd like to take this opportunity and I say Hajj Mabrur to all our students, the one who went for Hajj this year. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept, and may Allah write for all of us inshallah Hajj Mabrur. Brother and sister Islam, welcome to our program, and our program is a live program. On your behalf, I'd like to thank Sheikh Usama and Uncle Mohsin and Brother Khalid here on the studio, and shukran jazilan that you're tuning to our Radio Islam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use all of us as a servant of Deenul Islam and as a soldier of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And I'd like to ask for a special dua for our respected father, Uncle Isob Adam from George, the father of Muhammad Adam and grandfather of Sheikh Wasim Adam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him shifa on ajilan. All our Sikh brothers and sisters, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them a shifa from him, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we make dua to Allah. May Allah grant shifa to our respected father, Brother Yusuf Adam, or they call him Isob Adam from George. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for him and grant him shifa inshallah, speed recovery inshallah. Today before I come to the studio, I got two requests from our brothers. And I got two type of topic tonight. And I don't know, I prepared the talk about the kalam on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because whenever you find a Muslim under attack, and what we see in Syria and in other part of the world, the only shelter and the only way to string your iman, you run quickly to take that atar and fragrance of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his kalam, to create a solidarity and to create firm belief in the heart of the mu'min. Brother and sister in Islam, whenever you feel yourself you are down or frustrated, run to the kitab of Allah and the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to strengthen your iman and to learn that the system of Allah is above any human system, or the power of Allah is there. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. I got so many hadith here in front of me to show me and you that the system of Allah and the sunnatullah, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. The system of Allah and the wisdom of Allah is there, and it will overpower any plan or any thought of decision beside the decision of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then I got another request from our respected mother, the one who said, how can we educate our children the adab, and how to bring our children to the etiquette of Islam or that manner of Islam? You know, in this time of zaman and this time of fitna, there's no other way to go and to ask someone else to teach our children the adab and the manner or the etiquette of deen, because we need to bring the children to the Kitab of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah. As I always say on radio, there is no way to live and to survive as a proper Muslim with akhlaq and character of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam without teaching our children some surah in Quran, the content of the surah or the material of the surah. It's about the akhlaq and adab and aqaid. We have Surah Al-Hujurat, they call it Surah Al-Akhlaq. We have Surah Al-Luqman, they call it Surah Al-Tarbiyah, how to give your children tarbiyah. We have Surah Al-Nur. I cannot imagine a Muslim live in this dunya without learning and understanding the Surah Al-Nur, because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed on Surah Al-Nur a lot of nur. And then each and every word and the letter of Surah Al-Nur is nur. Surah anzalnaha wa faradnaha. So it's indication from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that you and I must come to Surah Al-Nur and dig down, as Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, thawwirul Quran, blow and dig down on between the ayat of Allah in the Quran al-Kareem. Surah Al-Nur is Surah Makarim al-Akhlaq. Ummah al-Islam is the Ummah of Quran and the Ummah of the Sunnah. So instead of leaving our children to the viruses of internet and the social media or the other sort of ideology, let's bring our children back to the Kitab of Allah to learn and read more about the akhlaq which came from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to us. Ummatul Islam is Ummah of Mena. Our children are Muslim children. They must live with the etiquette of Islam and die with that belief of that Mena of Islam. Main message of Rasulullah SAW, that إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I've been sent to beautify and complete that Mena or that akhlaq and that etiquette of Islam. Brother and sister Islam, in Surah Al-Nur, if you ask me now what is the Surah Al-Nur all about, it's about your attitude and behavior at home, in the street, out of your house, while you are a visitor, or while you mixing with a Muslim and non-Muslim. Because we need to adjust our attitude inside our houses and outside or in the street with our family, with our children, with our wives, with our servant, at work, in each and every place which we read. I don't want to give you the tafsir of Surah Al-Nur because you know, and it's responsibility upon you to go and open the English Quran or the tafsir and ask and find out what is the main message in Surah Al-Nur. As I said, is to control and adjust our attitude and our behavior inside our home, outside, in front of the people, in front of your private people, in front of the children, in front of your relatives, wife, in-laws, servant. That it's called Surah Al-Nur, or the adab of Surah Al-Nur. That's why we say, Nurun ala Nur. When you pick up this message from Surah Al-Nur, you increase the Nur upon the other Nur. Decency, chaste mother, chaste sisters, how the family can deal with each other inside the house. Brother and sister in Islam, not only in the house, you have certain confidential life or certain privacy in your bedroom or in the lounge or in the bathroom or in the garden or in the back room or in the front of your house or you move a little bit in the shop or in some other places. So there is certain way and limit between you and those who live with you inside the house. In main thing, as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala discusses in the Kitab of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that he asks something is called isti'zan, asking permission to enter and to mix with the others. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu liyasta'zinukum alladhina malakat aymanukum walladhina lam yablughu alhulum minkum thalatha marrat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala stressed in this ayah that your servant, your slave, those people who work, who live with you in the house, and the children, even underage, they must knock and ask permission to enter 3 times. When we, brother and sister in Islam, when we talk about knocking, asking permission, it means there's nothing. It's called kicking the door or pushing the door because he's my husband or is my daddy or is my son or my daughter, even if that person is doing something illegal or haram. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did mention the number of knocking the door. He did not mention the number of raka'atun salah. He did not mention how many days we fast in Ramadan, but he did mention salat marrat, 3 times. Not allowed for anyone of your family, wife, children, anyone, to kick the door and enter your room without knocking the door 3 times. When? Min qabl salat al-fajr, the time before salat al-fajr, and the noon time or qailula time, they call it after salat al-zuhur or qailula time. Ummatul Islam, this is Deenul Islam, this is the akhlaq, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave you this 2 time to be your own time and personal time, even if it's your own wife or your own husband or your own child who's underage. We know that the children underage, they don't know nothing, but even for that we have to teach them. But that's why Allah gave us houses and homes for that reason, to have your own private time or your own personal time. To break the privacy, to break the person, the special time of the people, or to break some thought of privacy of the person, it's not allowed in Islam, it's haram. To attack the person and know his personal thing, that is not allowed in Islam, even if the person allow you to do that, also is not allowed in Islam. Plus, the person himself, if he call you to see his private life or to see his confidential thing, don't try to come, because this person committing a sin, they call him Mujahirun. Why Mujahirun? He doesn't know the right of privacy or the right of his confidential thing in his life. That's why in Islam, if someone try to spy someone, if someone try to attack the privacy of someone else, you can poke his eyes if he check from the door. Ummat al-Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ask me and you in Surah An-Nur, in Quran al-Kareem from the 7th heaven, that you have to knock the door for one reason, that you should not see. You should not see. So it's about the eyes story. It's about to see the privacy of the other. 3 times, as I said, Allah didn't mention 3 rakat for Maghrib or 4 rakat for Isha, but he did ask 3 times. One person came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, should I ask my mom permission to enter her room? My mother? He said, Naam, yes. Ummat al-Islam, 1400 years ago, Nabiul Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, set up for me and you the etiquette, that system which we can use inside our homes with our own mahram children, mahram people. First of all, there's no entry without knocking from whosoever you think. The other thing, you have to wait till someone give you permission, and you stand on the side, on the right side of the door, and don't try to look. That is akhlaq. And then never ever enter till the person allow you, and you have to mention your name. You knock the door, who's that? Don't say me, say I am so and so. And wait till the person will say enter or come. And then, what about if that person doesn't want me to see? So don't see. Why? وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا, if he said to you, return, go back, فَارْجِعُوا, retain back. This is not only for the room, even when you visit someone, and you feel that person doesn't want to welcome you, who he doesn't want to meet you, you know, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, فَارْجِعُوا, so go home, return. I know, my friend, you're going to say, no, it's hard, this man disrespects us, No, it's the benefit will come to you because Allah said, Huwa azka lakum, it's better for you. It's better for you. How come I come to your house while you don't give me a face, you don't give me a welcome, and how I'm going to live and survive? It's better to go home or to sit under the tree, better than to have that bad welcoming from that person. Right? وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. If someone said to you, return, I don't welcome you, go back. So go back because that is better for you. One Sahabi said, for so many years I was waiting for that gift from Allah, that when I want to knock the door of someone, I was expecting that this person will tell me, go back, I don't want to see you. Why? Because the Sahabi said, هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ, it means it's more beneficial for you to return home, and the blame and the punishment will come to that person. So, we wait for permission to enter. After that, we don't choose the place which we have to sit in. So, the owner of the house or that host must tell us, sit here or do here or come this side. We don't choose the place because the owner of the house knows where is the privacy of the house, where is that mahram of the house. Another thing, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, that he narrated the hadith that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that if you find two people are talking, so don't sit in between. Don't sit in between until they give you permission. Two people are sitting and you just come and jump in the middle. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned in the hadith that never ever enter the house where the only women are inside. إياكم والدخول على النساء ولو أذنت, even if that women allow you to enter. May Allah make it easy for us to practice that as a command of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another etiquette of that we have to ask permission when we leave the place. You can't get, as the Quran said, luwaza. What is luwaza? ويتسللون. Slip away and just go. And I don't know, you take a person as a shelter. You just take excuse and you try to say, I'm going to the bathroom or I want to talk to that person, and you just run away. So he said, قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ. Allah knows those who slip away and walk away, مِنْكُمْ, from you, Muslimin, لُوَازَ. مِنْكُمْ, you go alone. لُوَازَ, that means you use someone to just get out of that gathering or that visit or that meeting or that janazah or that nikah. Never ever use someone as a shelter to run away from that gathering. And we see it in our life too many. That person tried to pretend that he talk on the phone or he just want to talk to someone and then took his car and run away and never give salam to these people, who is not Islamic manner and is not akhlaq, as Surah An-Nur said. Even when we enter the empty house, we have to say Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, Fasallimu ala anfusikum. So give salam to yourself, because Malaika will reply to you, Tahiyyatan min indillah. A salutation from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Mubarakatan tayyiba. Is a blessed salam when you give salam inside the empty house, because Allah will reply and Malaika will reply. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did ask Fatima to permission to enter her room, and it is a full sunnah. You mustn't feel bad when your husband or your wife ask you to do that. Brother, sister in Islam, privacy, confidential thing, is not only because of your body is naked or you're not dressing. It is a feeling. It's a feeling. So you can't enter while you see your wife is naked or she's changing the clothes. She doesn't want you to see something. Everyone has got his own private thing. So let Sharia and Sunnatul Nabi work in our life. If the woman doesn't want to show, so you have to respect that. That is the etiquette or the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another thing which is very important, brother and sister in Islam, our children nowadays, are they children or not? Muftis, Ulama now, they are getting hard time with the children. They say this child or this girl is not baligha, is not yet mature, is not yet adult. But now, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about tifl, the children, الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَىٰ عَوْرَاتِ النِّسَاءِ. We're having a very complicated case when our wife dealing with the little children. I know the Mufti will tell you that he's not baligh. Oh, this girl is not baligha, what. But here in Surah An-Nur, we have a very serious ayah. What is that? وَالطِّفْلُ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَىٰ عَوْرَاتِ النِّسَاءِ. That children here, the one who did not yadhharu ala privacy of the women. So what is yadhharu? Now in Quran al-Kareem when we talk about, is this child yadhharu ala awratin nisa or not? The Mufassirin said yadhharu, it means understand the private part of the women. Another tafsir of this ayah, the one who's capable to commit zina. You know, sometimes the children are not baligh, but they have a big body. Oh, he's mentally mature, and he knows what is going on. You know, when we discuss this one with so many alim, they say when the girl, you tell the girl, the small baby girl, come to you and say, Uncle, I want to marry you. Like the girl said, Daddy, I want to marry you. And you say, ha, and finish. This girl here, she doesn't know what is going on about marriage. That's why she said. And then, when this girl knows that what is the meaning of marriage, now she's yadhharu ala awrati nisa. That's why, when we ask the virgin girl, do you agree to marry so and so? That when she kept quiet and feel shy, that it's called idnuha sumatuha. Her permission is to keep quiet. Why the virgin girl don't want to say, yes, I want to marry that man? Either she's underage, she don't understand what is married, or she's mad. How the women go to the man and say, hey, I want to marry you. Now, that's why we said that the issue of the children nowadays, because the children, they got two types of maturity. Maturity of the body, and maturity of the brain, because of the media and the phone and TV and all this musibah around us, the children grow up and become yadhharu before the time. So, which child now is not allowed to see your wife or to see the body of your wife? Which one? Which one now? Is he the baligh one or the children who's yadhharu? You know, the ulama pick up the meaning of yadhharu here. In Surah Kahf, إِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ. So what is يَظْهَرُوا here? If they overpower you and control you, they will stone you. There's people here. So when the child is capable to make zina, even if he's not baligh, so that it's called not allowed to see the awrat in nisa. Brother and sister in Islam, I invite you again, please open the English Quran, or all the translation of Quran, and go and read Surah An-Nur. We need to know and study that Nur of the Surah An-Nur. Surah Anzalnaha wa Faradunaha. Allah made it farad upon every Muslim to study it. Another thing, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, you have to wait till you ask the person give you permission. Is in a period of time is like 2 rak'at time. And when you knock the door, you knock with your nails. And nowadays we have so many ways, you don't need to knock and surprise the people with a visit. You got phone and you can send messages and all that. When the person say, who's that? Don't say me. Say, I am so and so. You must mention the name. And then the sunnah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't surprise people by your visit. And then if you come, surprise, you must come on the daytime, not on the night time. Even the husband must inform his wife that I'm coming on certain time. Never ever surprise your wife, because there are so many reasons in Surah An-Nur. Another thing, we having a big problem in our life, which that aunties and old age mom, with my full respect to our mothers and our elderly people, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them health and sahha and afi and iman. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them understanding. This old age women, they call here al-qawa'id min al-nisa, that women who has no interest for marriage. This old lady, she's reached certain age, and khalas, she gave up that marriage. She got a grandchildren, she got a grand-grandchildren. Now this lady here, same story and same complicated case with the children, we having that woman here. Why? Because al-qawa'idu min al-nisa allati la yarjuna nikaha. They are not interested to marry. Right? So what happened here? This woman here, if she still have some beauty and she got some attraction of human being, which so many women nowadays, so she's not allowed to expose herself to the person. You mustn't say, he's like my son, or I'm too old, he's young. وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْنَا, if they are become a chaste woman, if they left that ijazat from Allah, خَيْرٌ لَهُنْ, indeed, is better for them. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah is hearing what you are saying and alim for what you are doing. Brother and sister in Islam, that is the akhlaq of that relationship in the house, out of the house, at work, and that is our sunnah, which the enemy of Islam doesn't want us to practice it. That is the deen which we agree and signed with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we have to live with it and we die with it. So, in the deen of Islam, is makruh to give a bad face to the visitor. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. So you must give ikram to hospitality to your guest. It's not only the drink and food, you must give him a face. You must give him a face. Never ever stretch your leg in front of the guest or the guest in front of the host without his permission. Never put a leg on top of another leg without a permission of the opposite person. Never ever neglect to chat with one visitor and you chat with the other visitor, you breaking his heart. Never ever sit in between two people without their permission. Never ever greet someone and you skip another one. You must greet all. Host should not talk a lot in his house. Visitor must talk. Visitor must talk. We call him Thirthar, this one. Never ever show any boredom or any tiredness while the visitor's there. Like you're on the TV or you read the newspaper or you're yawning or you pretend that you're sleeping in front of the visitor. That is not allowed in Islam. Another thing, visitor should not touch and play with the stuff which he loves or he's sitting with. Like you say, you try to play with the object in the room. Oh, never ever visitor ask the price of the item on the lounge. How much you bought that mirror, how much you bought this house, is not your business. That is called a private thing. You must behave yourself. Another thing which is very important, that relatives, neighbors, they must visit each other, but on certain limit. We got some people here, they come before meal and after meal. No, there are certain time for visit, and you have to adjust our visit. Not so much like this. And then, sitting wherever the place is available, and the owner of the house allow you to sit. Never choose the seat. Never look inside the house. Another thing, never ever ask specific food. Eat, or you say Alhamdulillah. Never find fault in the food, or you complain the food. Never ever stand up without informing the person to go to the bathroom or to see something. Your eyes should not go inside the house. No, that is not allowed to steal and to have that type of looking which is not allowed in Islam. Another thing, respect to, I don't lie, we got so many here, I don't know how Muslim got all that treasure of deen, and he say, I don't know. Never, ever allow the person to let you stand up and take your seat without your permission. You know, you find many people, they stand up and that person take a seat without a permission of them. Tabasut, assemble yourself and humiliate yourself for the people and enjoy the sitting and gathering. You see, no, I don't sit on the floor. I need certain chair or I need certain drink. No, no, you have to humble yourself because you're going there for the sake of Allah. Never ever find faults about the cleanness of the house or the privacy of the house. Abadan. Never ever. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu an, he said, whosoever fell his eyes by looking to the bottom of the house, I don't know they call it bottom, or down there, the farthest place on the house, he's fasiq. He's a transgressor. You come and you sit on a lounge. And then the children open the door and your eyes go there to scan and to check. There down there in the kitchen or the bedroom, you know, you have, according to Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab said, that person has no iman. And then, never ever raise your voice in the house while you are a visitor at all. And then, never ever whisper with someone while you are sitting with another one. Why? Because you're going to let the other people watch and feel bad. Another thing, host, the owner of the house, should not make extra taklif for himself. Why? Because you will hate that person to come again. لا تتكلفوا للضيف فتزهدوا فيه. Don't try to embrace the visitor so that you will hate him later on. Because you try to buy this, you make this. If you can, alhamdulillah. But if you can't, you must eat whatever is there. Another thing, don't forget kafaratul majlis, the dua after you leave the house so that you wash yourself and you wash whatever you were talking about. Mixing with the women is not allowed in Islam. In Surah An-Nur, we have something very beautiful. What we call it, that one? We're talking about the restriction for those who are disabled. Number one, in history of Islam, we don't have so much about disability. Why? Why you got the Sahaba and Islam was ruling and Hadith and what? Because Islam dealt with the disabled as a normal people. So, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجْ. There's no restriction for the blind. I have a friend, he's a blind, and every week we go and play with him, and he's acting like a victim. He tried to draw the attention of people, say, no, I don't see, I'm a blind, or someone who can't walk like this. He says, Sheikh, laysa ala al-a'ma haraj. There's no restriction for the a'ma, the blind. You cannot isolate him in a separate room, or you try to spoil him and try to give him a fake sympathy, and then he will feel bad. Islam dealt with these people normal. They marry, they have a children, they work. This is normal. He's normal. Only Allah took that sense and gave him the replacement of that sense in some other senses. So this person is not short of anything. So what is laysa ala al-a'ma haraj? He sat on the table. He can mess as he like. He can put his hand anywhere. He can mess because Allah gave him permission. So we don't care about the people if they gave him permission or not. Allah gave a'ma that ijazat and permission. So wala ala al-a'raj haraj. Also, there's no restriction for the lumbering person, the one who got a problem with his knees and his leg, so he can stretch his leg anywhere, or he can sit in any chair because that person Allah gave him permission, and we don't care if you give him permission or not. Allah will question you about that. And then Surah An-Nur said, وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجْ. And there's no restriction for a sick person. A sick person, when we visit a sick people, you must understand this ayah, that you can't fight and shout they're sick. If he's tired of taking medicine, if he's swearing and shouting, it's enough because this person under pressure, we have to tolerate with him and we have to make sabr with him. So, if any action come from a sick person, or any complaint or any word come from the sick person, or any smell or funny action, you should not have any haraj or any burden from him, because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepted that action from him, and Allah gave him udhur, and we have to accept that udhur as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him and mentioned in Surah An-Nur. And then, no restriction for something very important, and I think, yes, South Africa, you must learn about that. Eating from the people's house. I don't know, we inherit that kibr and pride, that when you eat by someone's house, it's like you are a beggar. So you say, no, I don't eat by the people's house, I eat by my own house. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, لا تتكلفوا للضيف فتزهدوا فيه, do not make takleef, do not do over in your preparation of the visitor, because you will hate that visitor. Tomorrow you invite me and my sound engineer Osama and Sheikh Mohsin here on Radio Islam, and you go to the takeaway and you buy with a 1,000 rand takeaway food and drink and all that, and we feel very wonderful because you give us walima and big party, and then after tomorrow I come to your house, you will shut the door in my face and say, I don't want you. Why? Because you make kharab for my budget last night. I, you know, remember that I kept money for the whole month. Now I spend it on your party. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, 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 don't do that. Be normal. Bring what is available, what you can afford, so that we can eat more and more. So you already deprive me from the next meal. لا تتكلفوا للضيف فتزهدوا فيه. So go to certain houses and eat whatever food is available, and don't feel shy. Indian, Malay guys, African guys, go to these places and eat. Eat is a permission from Allah. Don't feel shy. Right? So, after Allah said, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجٍ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجٍ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجٍ, and then there's no restriction for yourself. أَن تَأْكُلُوا, to eat. Don't be arrogant. Don't have fakhr and pride. Eat. Number one, مِن بُيُوتِكُمْ, from your own houses. From my own houses, I eat. No, no, no. This year the tafsir said, from your sons and daughters' houses. That mother-in-law, when she come there to her son-in-law, come, ma, is, no, I ate. No, I can't let I eat that boy's food. No, it is your house. Your daughter's is your child. Eat her food. And then, after that, beautiful, وَمِن بُيُوتِ آبَائِكُمْ, and the food from your father's house. That is, son, when he go, daughter go to the father's house, she find the sister-in-law there, she look at her with the eyes and say, oh, I don't want to eat. No, eat. Surah An-Nur gave you permission to eat. Don't feel shy. You are not a beggar. It's your right. Go and eat. And then, وَمِن بُيُوتِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ, and the house of your mom, your mother married somewhere, oh, she's living alone, go and eat from your mom. Oh, the house of akhawatikum, akhwanikum, your brother's house. Don't worry about sister-in-law, go, eat from your brother's house. And then, akhawatikum, your sister's house. Wa amamikum, your uncle's house. Also, amatikum, your auntie's house. Akhawalikum. Akhawalikum, it means your uncles from your mommy's side. That one year you go eat. And khalatikum, your khala, your sisters, your mommy's sisters, is khala. Aw ma malaktum mafatiha. Oh, all the places which you hold the key for. My friend give me the key and say, please go check. There is my house, I'm going for Umrah, please check there. I find there is some drink or some food there. Eat from it, because he gave me the key for the whole house. So what about the orange there, or the food, or some rice? Aw sadiqukum, or the house of your friend. When we say sadiqukum, the friends, the real friends. A real friends. Right? Sayyidina al-Hasan radiallahu an, son of Fatima radiallahu an,
His friends came to his house and they find a pot full of meat. Without his permission, they pick up that meat and the Sahaba, the friends of Sayyidina Hassan, start to eat without his permission. When he came and found them there, he laugh and smile and say, Wallahi, like that, the Sahaba done that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هَكَذَا كَانَ يَفْعَلُ صَحَابَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ It was like that exactly in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother and sister in Islam, I don't know what to say about Surah An-Nuriya. Please, go for more details on this tafsir. Run and read about that Surah أَنْزَلْنَاهَا وَفَرَضْنَاهَا. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He encouraged me and you to go and dig down and find out about that Sunnah, and the Sharia is not against us. Solving the problem, solving the behavior of the person. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمُ These ayat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I don't know if the Muslim read it and just ignore it, Allah will question him, because you don't give the proper value to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, is the Lord of the world. So when we say Rabbul Alameen, it means Allah, the Lord of all the creation of Allah, including our family, including the disabled person, the other people, the love of Allah to the servant. You know, when you ask the Sufi person, what is your relationship between you and Allah? He said, "Ariftuhu." I recognize him, I knew him. That's why you call him Arif Billah. Brother Arif, we call him Arif Billah. What is Arif Billah? Arif Billah means he recognized and understood and fully recognized Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ So many people, they live for so many years and they don't know the value of Allah. They don't know who's Allah actually. Because we as a Muslimin, we must know Allah. There is ayah, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ So be informed that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah. So if you want to know Allah, read the ayat of Allah and read what Allah wants from you so that you can recognize Allah. I think many of us, we don't know the proper value of Allah and don't know that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala offered me and you His love without our permission. He loves us and took care of us and looked after us without telling Him, Oh Allah, look after me. Number one, the first care of Allah to me and you, that He created us in that form. Look at the animal's shape and look at your creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ Impossible to find any other creation neatly and perfectly more than the human being. Plus, that insan is Muslim. So, نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٍ Beauty above the beauty. We look at the person when he accepts Islam. Look at his face. Look at his face and see how big there is a difference between now and before Islam. The other thing, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us the means of life without asking Him. We don't ask Allah, where is the oxygen, O Allah? Or where is the air to breathe? No, He gave it to you. The sun doesn't give permission to you, I must come or not. So, before Allah created Adam, the facility was there. Another ikram of Allah to insan, that He made you Khalifa of Allah. Allah gave you authority to be the boss on this earth. Malaika made sajda to insan. So, all the creation of Allah under the command of Khalifa of Allah, or that person who gets authority from Allah. The care of Allah appear when we count the number of messengers and prophets. If Allah want to take me and you to Jahannam, He would have sent only one Nabi or two. 100,000 of Nabi and messengers just to call us to Jannah. 1,000 of message from Allah and million of Muslims now calling people to Jannah. another care of Allah. You know, why I'm saying that? Just to encourage you to love Allah before you fear Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it available for you to make a simple tawbah and He will accept it. You know, when the light goes off, if you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, astaghfirullah, all your sin is forgiven. So if you look at how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made a cheap tawbah, easy tawbah for Israelites, Ubanu Israel, it was not cheap. If you want to make tawbah, oh, no problem, kill yourself. Oh, whoa, whoa, kill yourself. You don't make tawbah, the price is too heavy. But us, you make astaghfirullah, Allah forgive you. Two rak'at after the major sin. Allah loves you because of that. Not only that, another care of Allah, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept your tawbah, He will never discuss that sin with you in the day of Qiyamah. Khalas, finish. Even when we commit a sin and Allah punish us, they call it discipline and tarbiyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cultivating me and discipline me, not because He hate me. La'allahum yarji'un. They may return back to me. You hit your children to go to school for their benefit. And then I want my child not to make mistake again. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is Hannan Mannan. What is Hannan? I did talk about that here in our program. That Hannan, we call it that hearing of or the voice of the pigeon. You just check there on the wall or from the window, you got pigeon, that couples, pairs, boy and girl. And then they talk to each other, and then you find the male move about 5 steps away, quickly run and kiss his wife, and he make noise. What is that? You say, I miss you. You miss her for 30 centimeters? You say, yeah, I can't stay away from you. So the birds, when they fly small distance, they come quickly. That is exactly the meaning of something. It's called Hannan. So, Sautul the voice of the mother, when she miss and longing to her beloved child, it's called Hannan. Ask the mother when her child pass away. Look at the lady when she hold the jacket or the trouser, go to his room and watch his photo. She's Hannan because she's yearning and crying inside, bleeding on the heart. And then when the son got a problem with the mother, and the mother is waiting for son to say, Ma, I'm sorry, Ma. And look at the mother when she pass the boy, and she want the boy to say, Ma, sorry. And look at the mother when she reconciled. Look at the hug of the mother. That is exactly what is Hannan. When the human being made kufr every day, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is longing for that person to come back to Him. Ya Allah, Hannan Mannan. Not only that, he's kufar, that person is kufar, but Allah is giving him. Non-Muslim they get, they work they get, they plant something on the farm they get. Why? Because Allah is Hannan. Doesn't mean that mommy got a problem with the child, she won't give him food. Or she won't give him cover him with a blanket, there's cold weather. So, people worship someone else besides Allah. They make Jesus son of God or God, or they worship the idols, whatever. But Allah is, because He's Lord, His sustainer, He said, no, I can't punish him now. He needs water and light, and he needs air. He needs to survive. He's my servant. I'm his sustainer. Feed him now and we'll question him later on. It's like that. Amongst the love of Allah, that Allah, when He loves you and accepts your tawbah, He will swap and exchange the haram to halal for you. I mean, the guna, it will be counted as a good amal. Ulaika yubaddilullahu sayyatihim hasanat. Amongst the love of Allah to me and you, brother and sister in Islam, that He made the haram very ugly in our eyes. We wish that, Ya Allah, let us hate and dislike all the type of disobedience and haram. My listeners, we got so many research, we done it, that you, as a Muslim, when someone tell you, my friend, can you eat this meat? You are very hungry. You say, what is that? I say, pork. Swine. You say, No. No, but I grill it, I bread. No, I can't. Why? Because I'm a Muslim, and I received the gift of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that this one here deleted from my desire. Muslim, can you worship the cross or the idols or the tree? Say, no. La ilaha illallah. Why? Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made that kufr ugly in our eyes. That's why we said to the Muslim, how come you commit a sin which is obviously supposed to be ugly in your head? How come you like zina and it's obviously supposed to be ugly in your eyes? وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ. So there is error there on your love and your hatred. And then, وَحَبِّبْ إِلَيْنَا الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. And Allah beautify the iman and decorate it and beautify it and make it beloved one to our hearts. Hajj. Hajj. Every Muslim want to run for it. Why? Because Allah beautify Hajj in the mind of the Muslim. So we wish that Salah also become beautiful, Sawm, Zakat, and all the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Amongst the mercy of Allah, brother and sister in Islam, that Allah cover you and conceal and cover your secret, never expose you. Even when you disobey Allah, you are satar. He counted as a satar and ni'mah for you. You never been caught while you committing a sin. Ask yourself, how many problems we done? And you look clean in the eyes of the people. That is also favor from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Shukran jazilan. Shukran for Sheikh Usama and Brother Muhsin and all our friends here in the studio. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.